And I thought it was the height of irony that my opponent, Ken Hagan, didn't show up because I passed out a print piece that calls him a no-show. And this just underscored the fact that the guy doesn't show up. Tiger Bay, it's just rudeness. Not showing up for your meetings and committee assignments, that's not being professional. That's not serving the constituents.
Jim Hostler berates party politics and criticizes Hagan's poor attendance at debates and meetings.
Salcine and I show up and we talk and we debate, but Commissioner Hagan, the guy that's collected the most money, doesn't show up.
Salcena's campaign literature claims that despite the unemployment rate, Hagan hasn't showed up to any of the meetings of the Workforce Alliance. Salcena supports the transportation investment because she says it will provide immediate investments in the economy.
The transportation investment will be the formative choice this community faces, and it will shape our future.
Hostler points out that Hagan's stance on the 1 cent sales tax referendum has not been consistent.
He was before the rail tax, and now he's against the rail tax. He's Teflon Ken.
Hostler says he'd be a nuts and bolts kind of guy, and he thinks county commissioner should be a boring job.
There's serious issues with the water and wastewater system. I know that's not sexy, water and wastewater systems, but the county hasn't looked at it. The system's 60, 70 years old.
His experience and planning cover both public and private sector projects, but Salcena says that her work has been more community-oriented than Hostler's experience with what she calls theoretical planning.
Jim has worked as a theoretical planner. I've worked as an elected official. I've been elected to city council for 5 four-year terms, and so I've had the opportunity to work with the community to take the theory of plans and make it happen.
She also claims that Hagan lost the county millions in federal money by missing 80% of the Affordable Housing Advisory Board meetings and mismanaging the housing program. Hagan also garnered criticism from Linda Carson, who is with the Salvation Army. She asked the candidates how they would help the area's homeless population.
People are starving here, and no one's addressing this. And the current county commission lost us millions of dollars in affordable housing. Ken Hagan was on the board of that commission, and he didn't show up for most of the meetings.